The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and pickle.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Roger, it's Brian. Look, stay where you are. Stay by the cordoned off bit by the beach. I've got a metal detector. My cousins are in town for this full moon party. Look, we need to avoid Auntie Leslie for a bit. She was convinced you have white hair, and this isn't going to make much sense, mate, but the reason I need you here, and it is a big ask. My cousin Isabel, she's a blind lady, blind girl. She's quite young, result of an internal family relationship, so to speak, but she's sort of Auntie Leslie's chosen one, and there's a prophecy that a white-haired man will impregnate her to create the Jesus child. Now, you obviously don't have white hair, and I was going to ask you about possibly painting it last night, but I obviously fell asleep. But this is something I need to talk to you quite seriously about. Look, I've got a metal detector, and I think this is actually quite exciting, so look, I'm going to come and meet you, so stay near the cordon, just stay near the pier. During the Second War, there was a U-boat got shot down, and it had gold bullion in it coming from us going over to Russia to help the Russian war against the Nazis, and it's very possibly that washed in. So this is truly exciting, so just hang on, probably have to give it a recce tonight. See it's all right, and then we can sneak in and get the metal detector going. So all very exciting. I hope that's clear, mate. I'll see you in a bit. All right, bye.
Hello, Brian, it's Roger here. I'm still down by the beach. I'm sat in a cafe, and I've got my eye firmly on the beach. There's a lot of activity, so something's definitely going down. So something has been found, or I don't know, but we should probably get back down here with the metal detector, because I think we could get lucky. In regards to Auntie Leslie and the full moon thing and the blind girl, that does sound rather confusing. However, if she is the girl is a woman, for a start, and she is able to make her own decisions, her own choices, and she likes me and feels that I could provide her with a child, and there are no strings, then, you know, I'm willing to provide that service for her, if only to prove to, you know, myself and Claire, although I wouldn't tell Claire, obviously, that things are in full working order down there. So let me know what needs to be done, and we'll see if we can make this happen for the woman. Okay, mate. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Yeah, do sit tight. This is very exciting, isn't it? So there's obviously some sort of investigation going on the beach, and that they're trying to keep the public away. I wonder how high the security is, that's the issue. But I feel that my family are from Lowestoft, and the boat was sunk in Lowestoft, so I think there's probably a legal thing to suggest that it's not a bad thing. To be honest, mate, you're very kind about what you're saying about Isabel, but if you haven't got white hair, which you don't, that really is part of the prophecy, so you're kind of off the bill. You can't meet her before the ceremony, but she's very excited about it, and to be honest, she's spent the bulk of her life from the age of 13, 14 with the knowledge that this is going to happen. So she's very, it's not an issue, whether she wants to go forward with this. She absolutely does. But, so you're kind, but you're not suitable. All right, mate. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. Roger here. In terms of suitability, I mean, I'm sure, you know, I'm sure if she met me and, you know, we had a chat, then, you know, I'm sure I could do what was needed to, you know, fit the bill. I mean, she's blind. I mean, she wouldn't even know that I've not got white hair. I mean, how would she know? You know, this is something I can do. This is something I would like to do. So, you know, it really helped me out, mate. If I could at least meet her, you know, I think it'd be good for her. Okay, mate. Shall I wait here at the beach or come home? Okay, bye bye.
Roger. It's Brian. I'm hiding behind the war memorial, not far from the pier. I'm just having a bit of a recce. From what I can see, there's about 20 chaps in high vis. Not sure what they're doing. But I think this is a go at me. I can sense that something is afoot. So I'm just going to linger here for a while, just check out where security's weakest. I think we should probably tuck in after dark, about 1-2 in the morning. I think there are any cameras or anything. But look, with regards to Isabel, you're kind, mate, but you just don't fit the bill. It was stupid of me. I thought that you know, if I could persuade you to dye your hair or do something like that, that it might be a go, but it was I really wasn't thinking straight. This, on the other hand, is an absolute fucking go. So, thank you, you're kind. I don't think Isabel, it's not really her call, it's Auntie Leslie's anyway, so I can see you. Look, I'm going to come and get you, and we'll tuck in tonight. All right, mate. See you in a sec, bye. Hello, Roger, it's Brian. Look, you're resting up, and that's good. You did come round, but it was a pretty lethal shock. I mean, when we got in, you
started digging the hole and we were making pretty good progress, and I probably shouldn't have suggested the pickaxe, but you took a swing and it obviously went straight into the exposed electric cable, and you went, Christ, must have been 20 feet in the air. You nearly hit the pier and you landed in the water. Anyway, I got you out and got you to the street, and then I just left you on the street and phoned an ambulance, and they got you. They took you back to the hospital, and I came in a few hours later just to check on you. I pretended I was your brother, which they bought, and they let me in, and then I got you and dragged you out of the fire escape, because I just thought, what the fuck are they going to do? And I don't think the police had arrived to interview you, and you did come round, and I've got you back to Auntie Leslie's. So it wasn't gold bullion. Unbelievably, though, the shock has sent your hair white, like a vivid paper white. So when you come to, if you're still game, Isabel arrives tomorrow night, and I'm sure you'll probably still be a bit groggy, but if you're still on for that, it seems like things are fitting into place. Auntie Leslie is speechless and over the moon, and has been chanting ever since. All right, mate, I'm just gonna go and get some shopping and get back and help set up the ceremony, the altar and stuff. All right, cheers, bye.
Hello, Brian, Roger here. So I spoke to some people in the hospital, and they said that the beach had been closed because of after the storm there was exposed power lines. So I think what we must have detected that on the beach, and then when I went at it with a pickaxe, it gave me quite a brutal shock. Great, I'm really glad that my hair's turned completely white and I'm now eligible for the ceremony, because I'd like to, I'm really keen to do that and help out. I'll get myself ready. I'm actually looking forward to that. Okay, bye bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. I'm actually in the car. Look, mate. For starters, I had no idea that the ceremony would be quite so lavish. They put antlers on my head, and then they said I had to strip, and burning candles, and there were lots of people watching, and I thought, okay, you know, but you know, Isabel invited me onto her, and I didn't know that I was expected to try and perform in front of everybody. I mean, that's just not something I'm accustomed to at all. And she was very, very nice about it. And, you know, she said, OK, let's go do it privately and we'll go to the bedroom. And so we did that. And I think just the whole event, the ceremony, the electrocution, I think probably just, I don't know, got the better of me. And so just it just wasn't happening for me. I just couldn't, you know, make it go up, try as I may. So I just slung some clothes on and I run out on her, and I just wondered if you could go and apologise to her and everybody else, and as I say, I'm sat in the car if anybody needs me. Okay, mate, thank you, bye bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
greatbigowl.com.